Did you get close to your goal? Did you get somewhere close to your goal?
I think that every social movement, every protest is really like, it's like testing a hypothesis. And I think that the great thing about Occupy Wall Street is that we tested a hypothesis that basically has been dominating contemporary activism for so long. That hypothesis being that the best way to get social change is to get millions of people into the streets, rallying around a unified message. We tested that, you know, and I think that we definitively tested that. I think that we created something that spread to 82 countries, 1,000 encampments. I mean, you can't really say it should have been bigger or we should have had more people.
No, it was plenty big.
It was plenty big, yep. You know? So the beautiful thing is we tested that hypothesis, we tested that idea, and now we know it's not true.
Do you know why you were unable to sway the balance of power?
And basically, our theory of change was wrong. I think that at the very base of it, the people in power don't have to listen to protest. This is, I think, something that we don't want to hear. We don't want to hear that because it means maybe we don't live in a democracy. But the fact is that we've been operating under this illusion that there's some sort of law that says, hey, if you can get X number of people into the streets, then, well, because we live in a democracy, your representatives will somehow like have to listen to you. But you know that's...
Well, because it sometimes does work.
It seems to work in some cases, and it's very strange. Like, I think that it sometimes works when it works to justify a pre-existing tendency within the government. For example, like they kind of overthrew Mubarak because Mubarak stepping down was kind of what the Western geopolitical system wanted. And so they could point to the protesters and they could say, like, look, you have people in the streets, you have to listen to them, you need to step down. But when those exact same tactics were basically imported into America, Obama completely ignored the movement. He didn't mention Occupy Wall Street until it was evicted from Zuccotti, until basically he was sure that it was done is when he started to kind of talk about it.
Zuccotti, that park in New York City.
Right, the park that the first encampment, you know? So I think that gives us this kind of, that's one of the reasons activists make a mistake, is because we start to see that sometimes protests seem to work, but it seems like that's in the times when it kind of justifies a pre-existing disposition of the government. It's weird.